Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 310 for November 13th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to thank you for subscribing if you are a subscriber to the show. We really appreciate it. And you can drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And the website is located at hometravelagent.net, all one word, www.hometravelagent.net. Take a look over there, and you're going to find the archives, and you'll find tags that give you some idea of what the topics are that have been here in the past on the show. And you can click on the tags and a tag that interests you and find shows related to that topic. A very handy feature. Well, I want to mention at this point, the show is taking a couple weeks off due to some Thanksgiving travel plans. So we will be back in early December. But until then, we have the show today and then a couple weeks off, and then we'll be coming right back to you. And the music in the show today is by David Hudson. And the title of the song is Talkative Digi. And it's from the album Australian Savannah. And here in a minute, you'll see how that relates to the show today. I do want to mention that the Home Base Travel Agent Show has one sponsor. Actually, it sponsors the show in part. The rest of the show is put together by Lauren and I, all out of a labor of love for the travel business and for traveling. So we have one sponsor, and that sponsor is Citrix. There are no other people, organizations, corporations, or whatever that sponsor the show. The guests that we have on the show are there because we think that they're interesting and a good topic for you, our listeners. Now, I do want to talk about our sponsor, and that's Citrix Corporation. And Citrix Corporation has a new product called HD Faces. And I'm very excited about this product. And it involves GoToMeeting by Citrix, and it incorporates HD Faces. And you know, the way I meet with colleagues, and I do that quite often, you can do it now through group video conferencing, and it's called GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And you can collaborate with anyone around the world face-to-face. Now, I have used HD Faces in the past, and it's awesome because you can see the facial expressions, and you know 90% or more communications happens with facial expressions, so it really adds more to your meetings, online meetings. And the video quality is so clear, natural, it has the highest resolution in the industry. GoToMeeting with HD Faces will make your online meetings even more effective. Plus, it's easy to use. All you need is an internet connection, and you're ready to go. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's going to change the way that you work with people. And the listeners to the Home Base Travel Agent Show can try this for free for 30 days. And all that you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and you're ready to use it. And don't forget to enter the promo code PODCAST. So when you click on the GoToMeeting.com link, and then click on the Try It Free button. Please enter the promo code PODCAST, and we get credit for your use and your trial of HD Faces, and we really appreciate that. So, coming up in the show, we have a guest. Laureen has brought a guest on that is going to talk about Australia and all the great things and happenings that you can help your clients experience in the land down under. So I want to move right on into that. And with that, here we go. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And Coco is giving you a welcome as well. And we have a guest on today, and we're happy to have our guest. And we're going to talk about some exciting things and products and webinars, a lot of things that our guest has to offer. So take it away, Laureen.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you, Coco, for the reminder in the background. I've missed you on the show. I would like to bring our guest on. He has been on before in the past, and it's been over a year. So I wanted to bring him back on because he has great information. Their company works with travel agents all the time. And for those who are regular listeners to the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast in the co-hosted section, this division is all about education and training for the home-based travel agent. I would like to introduce our guest. His name is Jeff Adam. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing for AA King in North America. They specialize in tours to Australia and New Zealand. They have specialist programs. And most of all, right now, their brochures are about to come out, and I would like Jeff to talk about it, how he works with travel agents, and what they provide to our clients. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be back, and thanks very much, Barry and Lorena. It's great to be here. IOT Kings has been operating tours to Australia and New Zealand for over 85 years, and we are an Australian company. As such, we have been voted by Australian travel agents as the number one company in Australia and New Zealand for tours. And in fact, every wholesaler in the market that sells Australia and New Zealand, and of course, travel agents out there are working with wholesalers to book their Australian product. Every wholesaler in the market basically uses AAT Kings for their ground operator. Yeah, we do everything from fully escorted tours, luxury five-star accommodations, and we've got low-cost touring as well, where we actually have three-star accommodations. And then we've also got small group tours. Now, our small group tours this year have been reduced down to a 16-seater. That's eight passengers. So we've really got quite a great array for the guided touring experience. And then we have independent product too. We've got modules in the centre, modules in Sydney and Melbourne, Cairns, and you can basically grab these modules and you can build your own tour. So you can use AAT Kings for your custom type vacations as well. So we're a fairly well-rounded company, and we top it off with the fact that we're the oldest day tour operator in Australia. In fact, we got the first 10 licenses that we're giving out to a day tour operator in Sydney. So we've been around for a while, and we're excited about the new program. I tell you, it's going to be very, very good this year.
That's wonderful. I have received in the past your brochures. They're very detailed, beautifully designed. And you tell me that you have the new 2012-13s coming out soon.
That's right. In fact, they've just been printed, and they're being sent out right now for agents that are after those brochures. Basically, you can give me a call on 866-240-1659, and I'll make sure that you get brochures. But let me just tell you about the brochures. We've got one that's just on Australia and New Zealand, and that covers the gamut of product I was just talking about for those two countries. We also have a brochure which is called the Australia Specialist, which focuses just on Australia and has a wider Australia offering, and it's built for the Aussie specialist. So if you're interested in becoming an Aussie specialist, we're very keen to work with you. We also have a brochure for New Zealand, just for New Zealand. We're the only company that does have a New Zealand-only brochure, and that's for the Kiwi specialists. I think what's new for this season is what's going to, I think, be the real turner. We've got three escorted tours or guided tours for both Australia and New Zealand this year. We've brought out a new one, which is the Contrast, a 17-day Australia and New Zealand trip. We also have our 22-day highlights of Oz and New Zealand, and our 13-day Oz and New Zealand panorama. So we've got three tours of good variation, which I think will do very well for us. We've brought in a new Australia-only tour, which I think will stand quite well against our 13-day Australian highlights. It's a 9-day Discover Australia that features Sydney, Ayers Rock, and Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef. So you could call it very much an icons experience of Australia. So, yeah, some good new product, and I don't want to kind of go through it page by page. I will point out, though, that we're launching a big webinar series starting next Friday, and I do this webinar series. It's called Coffee with Kings. Now, you've been on that before, haven't you, Lorraine?
Oh, yes, I have. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we really do. The whole idea of the Coffee with Kings is that we do three sessions, and I get up early because I live out in Vegas. I get up bright and early. I'm up at 5 o'clock, and I do my first presentation at 6, the next one at 9 a.m., and the third one at 12 noon. Of course, this is to obviously look after people from the West Coast right across the East Coast of the USA. And with that, the presentations this year will also be recorded. So we're going to record them, and therefore, if you can't get to one of those three sessions, you can actually get to a recorded version of the presentation. A big reason that you want to attend is we're giving away we're doing a series of four presentations over which we'll be giving away about $2,000 in cash cards. We're also going to be giving away a trip to Australia for two. So by attending our webinars, the first four webinars for the new season, your guests will be in the draw to not only win a little $50 gift cash card, they'll also be in the draw to win a trip to Australia.
Very nice perk for becoming educated and knowledgeable about what kind of product to sell to clients. Jeff, one of the things that I really appreciate about your webinars is they're very personable, and they really do go through town by town of some of what the tours are. Can you talk more in detail about what this one will be? And we're hoping our listeners will be able to participate in it. What are the highlights of this webinar?
Well, I haven't got away from that key thing that you just said there, going town by town. What I like to have people feel after they've been to a webinar is that they feel like, yes, I know that tour. I know that product. I feel like if somebody was asked me, would I recommend that tour, that you'll know it. And you know what we cover in these presentations. We cover the meals. There's pictures of the food they'll be eating. There's pictures of the tours they'll be doing. There's pictures of the beds they'll be staying in. It basically takes them from day one to the final day, and it really takes them on a journey. And after it, you feel like, wow, I feel like I've been on the trip. And you know, it's the next best thing to going there, honestly. I kind of liken it to that experience. Of course, this being one of our opening presentations, there will be a lot of information on the new product, and so it will be a little bit of an overview of the brochure. But at the end of the day, it's all about making people feel comfortable and making them really feel, you know, confident in being able to recommend and promote and sell the product. It's a good mixture of fun and humor in there as well. I don't like to do a dry presentation. There's nothing worse. People are giving up their time. You know, it's good to keep it fun. Keep it fun.
It is fun. And you do have a dry sense of humor, and that definitely comes out. And absolutely, you feel like you're there. You do absolutely take the listeners into, this is where we'll be eating. This is what you will be seeing. This is what we will do for your clients and how we will transport them. You get very detailed about what you do for our clients and how you help them enjoy their trip. So this webinar that's coming up is going to be on Friday, November 18th. How do people sign up for it?
Well, you can go to our website, to aatkings.com. So that's www.aatkings.com. And you can actually go on there, and there's actually a space that says online presentations, and you'll be able to sign up there. You'll be able to click on the time that best suits you and sign up there. You can, if you want to get in contact with me, I'll give you my email address. You can email me, and that's to Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Adam, A-D-A-M, at aatkings.com. Just send me an email, and I'll make sure that we send you the link to the actual presentation.
And what are the times? I believe I also am on Pacific time. So thank you, by the way, for dividing up.
Yeah, well, we do that. Yes, you're right. Because the first one is at 6 a.m. in the morning. So 6 a.m., of course, means it's probably 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So there's 6 a.m. This is East Coast time. Oh, sorry. This is West Coast time, rather. 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and 12 noon. That's all West Coast time I'm talking of. So just make your, for those that are in different time zones, add on the appropriate time from the West Coast, and that's what the time will be. But remember also, I will be recording these, and if you can't make them, and regarding the trip to Australia, even while you won't be a part of the draw for the $50, because you really need to be there for the $50, you will, if you do get the recorded version, we will include those people into the draw for the trip to Australia, which I think is pretty important.
Perfect. Now, You are also going to participate in the Luxury Expo in Las Vegas in December. Tell us a little bit about how you are unique from the other vendors.
Well, Luxury Travel Expo, I suppose partly because I live out in Vegas, so I've got some good contacts out here. And I organized an event, in fact, at my home on the eve of Luxury Travel Expo. I don't know if you've been to one of my parties.
But I have not. I missed out.
You missed out? Well, it's going to be happening again, and it will be happening on the Tuesday night. It's in a big event, and I have about 100 travel agents and about 50 suppliers, and the tourism boards are here, and Qantas is here, and it's quite an event. And we'll have a big party. It's called a Quabri reunion. The one request we have for people to attend, they have to become Aussie specialists. And there's plenty of time to do that. It's just a course that's online, and you have to become an Aussie specialist and do their course online. But to do once you've done that, then you get invited to this party. Now, this party is legendary. I've had horses in my house. I have the Thunder from Down Under come over. I've had singers from the Strip. I've got another singer coming out this year that's catered for. We have 5 Cordon Bleu chefs cooking up an Aussie barbecue. We'll have Aussie beer and wine, and it's a lot of fun. My wife, she gets a little bit stressed out by it all, but she doesn't mind. She enjoys it, actually. She's an Aussie girl. And we have a big Aussie bash, and the people who attend, actually, are in the draw to win tickets for 2 to Australia. So it's, you know, it's definitely a worthwhile party to be involved in. You know, it's definitely worthwhile. If you want a chance to win a trip to Australia, become an Aussie specialist, and then you attend this party, and you'll be in the draw to win another couple of tickets to Australia. So we like to look after our guests. The next day, of course, we attend the show. Now, at the show, I have probably about 3 booths all lined up in a row, and one of those booths I dedicate to Australian wildlife, and I bring in kangaroos, I've got baby joeys, and we've got cockatoos, and we actually have a photo. I've got a photographer there who will take photographs, and so you get a nice photograph of you cuddling a kangaroo, rather. And, it's a real fun thing. I mean, it really does create a lot of excitement at the show. Luxury Travel Expos, I've been doing it now for about 6 years, and it's a lot of fun. So I'd encourage anybody out there who's interested in selling Australia, is serious about selling Australia, to become an Aussie specialist and to come to the show. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I remember when I was at the Luxury Expo the last time. In fact, I still have the pictures sitting on my desk where I was holding one of those cute, cuddly little animals. And I remember that it really struck my heart as one of the things that I remembered about the Luxury Expo that year. So I think it's exciting that you're doing it again.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you well, look forward. And hopefully you might have to come on the Tuesday night as well. We're doing that party. We'll be on Tuesday the 6th. And, of course, Luxury Travel Expo is on Wednesday the 7th and Thursday the 8th. So it's a great little place to come. It's a good place, I think, this time of the year. The thing I like about Luxury Travel Expo is that it happens in December. It's the end of the year. It's when we start and look back at how our season's been. It's when we start to make plans for the new year. And, you know, it's a chance to collect new information and new brochures and catch up with good old friends and make some new friends and really get set up for the new year ahead. So I hope to see a few of your listeners there. I'd love to hear from them. And by all means, you know, shoot me an email to jeff.adam@aatkings.com, and I'll make sure that they've got all the required invitations and whatever's necessary to make sure they can attend.
Great. Thank you. You mentioned becoming an Aussie specialist. What's the process? What is the training courses that people would take? How does that work?
Well, you actually go on. It's an online course. So the beautiful thing about that is it's done in your own good time. It's pretty hard to make mistakes because all the answers are basically given, and you just merely have to work through the actual questions, and the answers are all there. Hell, if you have trouble with the answers, you can always give me a call. I'll help you out with the answers. But it's quite a simple process. It's all done online, and you must go to australia.com and to the Aussie Specialist site. Actually, it's I believe it's aussiespecialist.com, aussiespecialist.com. Again, if we're having trouble with that, you can always contact me and I'll follow it through for you. But I recommend that you go sign up to become an Aussie specialist. It honestly doesn't take very long to do. And it's a fun thing too, because we're Aussies are fun. We like to have fun. So you good information, it'll make you a little more familiar with selling Australia, and you'll be on your way, you know, once you become an Aussie specialist. The other thing too is you get a chance to go down to Australia, because if you're an Aussie specialist, they have conferences down under, and there's lots of people that will want to take you down there. Yeah, we really do look after people who want to sell Australia.
Absolutely. In fact, Gail and I are coming up on our 20-year anniversary soon. That sounds so weird to be able to say that, 20 years. Where'd that 20 years go? But that's she's kind of nudging me to get to be a specialist, because that's where she wants to go. And, of course, we want to bring our friends. So she's been kind of nudging me, especially since she knew I was having you on the show today. She's, you know, we only got about a year and a half more to go. You'd better start hurrying up so we can plan this ahead. So you'll be seeing my name on that list very soon.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. And I encourage anybody out there also who wants to join up, please do so, because we'd love to have you on board.
Right. Barry, what kind of questions do you have for our guest today?
Well, I do have a comment. About 5 years ago, I became an Aussie specialist, and, you know, I found the process great. And even though it's been so long ago, I still remember a lot of things about Australia that were very interesting. I learned about the wine country and about Perth and some of the things to do in Australia. It was a great course, and I'm really glad that I took it, but it's been some time ago.
Well, my time for a refresher, Barry.
Right? It is.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, it is a good process, and the nice thing about promoting destinations like Australia and New Zealand is that they always deliver beyond expectation. I mean, people expect to see, you know, a kangaroo or a koala, and they expect to see a Sydney Opera House and a Harbour Bridge. But there's lots of other things that are happening down there that, you know, don't even appear in itineraries. And the other thing that they don't expect to happen is the people. The people are so friendly. And it's hard to say when you say to somebody, oh, people are friendly. Well, what comes to mind? Is it what, when you go to McDonald's and somebody says, have a nice day? You know, or, you know, it's really, you know, I mean, friendly in Australia is just like, well, you know, it's just amazing. It's just a really lot of fun. And the further you get away from Australian cities, into the outback, into the country, rural regions, you know, they get even friendlier. You know, and I think for Americans, you know, to be able to travel somewhere that is safe and friendly and you know, is really it's a big plus for them. I was just reading yesterday, President Obama is actually just down in Australia. He was in Canberra. He's actually just gone up to Darwin. And there's something like 4,500 Americans over there at the moment on a Navy mission into Darwin. And there's big talk of the fact that there might be an increased our alliance, of course, with America has been over 60 years. We've basically, ever since the Second World War, Australia's been a very strong partner of America, and we continue to be right through from Vietnam, Korea, all the way up to present day today. And you know, so a lot of our history kind of lines up closely with Americans. We're very similar. We've got funny accents, I know. We try hard to speak properly, but you know, it's an easy place to send your clients, and it's an even easier place for you to go as travel agents, because you're so well looked after and so wanted. We really want travel agents to sell Australia, and that's, you know, why we're so keen to get you involved in our training programs.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you again, Jeff, for coming on to our podcast. We'd love it. Again, if you'd like to get more information, go to aatkings.com. They also have a Facebook page. And I see here you have some YouTube. So you have some videos on YouTube?
Yeah, I've got some fun videos, actually. If you want to go on YouTube, it's AAT Kings North America is the actual YouTube. It's quite a big mouthful, but AAT Kings North America. Or you can go onto our Facebook, and we're also under AAT Kings North America on Facebook, and you'll see some of those videos on there. There's pictures of me hand-feeding baby kangaroos, and there's some good fun stuff on there. But, we'd love to hear from you. And in Australia, Barry, we'd call you Baz. And And we'd call you Laurie. Is that all right? You like that nickname? You're Australians now. I'm going to officially call you Baz. Baz and Laurie, thank you very much for having me on. And I look forward to, to meeting some of your valued clients that listen to this wonderful podcast. I really think you do a marvelous job for the industry. And I appreciate the opportunity to be involved and share a little bit of the Aussie and New Zealand love for our country. So you guys take care. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we'll see, and hopefully we'll hear a few people, or you'll get to hear me again next Friday on the 18th when we do our webinar. So that'll be great.
Well, absolutely. You can look for my RSVP for the 9 a.m. show. Sorry, I hope to be asleep at 6. So I just looked. My schedule's free. So when we're done recording this, you'll get my RSVP. Barry, if our listeners would like to contact you, what's a good email address?
Well, they can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's barry.cants. That's facebook.com/barry.cants. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. I can also be found on Facebook at Laureen R, and that's spelled Laureen R. And I have to say, it's good to be back home. I posted a photo on Wednesday. I went out cycling with friends, and I just sent a photo of the spring colors that you can find here in Sonoma County if you want to send your clients here during the fall. So we're still in fall. We haven't hit winter yet, which is good because it's only November. So thank you, gentlemen. Hope you have a good holiday, and I'm looking forward to hearing you on your webinar next Friday. Thanks again, Jeff.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Well, thank you, Laureen and Jeff. I really appreciate the great information that you bring to us. And listeners, don't forget to go out there and sign up for those webinars and a chance to win a trip for two to Australia. So jump in there and learn a lot and get that chance to win the trip. Now, I have four news articles today, and the first one has to do with the millennial market. And this comes from Travel Market Report, and I don't know if you've never experienced Travel Market Report. It's at travelmarketreport.com. They have some great articles over there about travel agents and your travel business. So I highly recommend this website for you. And here at the website, there is an article that I thought was really interesting, and it's about the millennial generation, or known as Generation Y. Generation Y operates a little differently than us baby boomers do. And the article talks about how to market, or ways to find ways to market to the Generation Y group. And Generation Y are generally born in the mid-70s, and they say up through the 2000s. There's a variety of dates that people propose for Generation Y, but typically they're the children of the baby boomers. And these folks are now 75 million strong, and they're the fastest growing members in the workforce in the United States today. So it's good to understand them and understand how to market them, and that's what this article is all about. In fact, by 2015, members of Generation Y will make up half of the workforce, and by 2017, not too far off, spending by Gen Y will eclipse the baby boomer spending. So it's good to have an idea how they operate, where they go, what they experience, and how to reach them. Now, you may need to rethink your marketing efforts if you want to attract and retain these customers. Now, you're going to have to do some research, because where are they hanging out? What social media sites are they using, and do they have a presence on these sites? What local organizations or events that these Generation Y people attend or hang around? And you might want to participate with them and try to build relationships with them and earn their trust. And that's going to be a key to selling travel to the Gen Ys. Now, a way to figure this out is to go out and check out websites of companies that are popular with the young consumers. And those websites might be MTV, CW, and etc. And also look at the TV ads. Pay attention to the TV ads and look to see what these advertisers are advertising on TV and how they're advertising it that appeals to the Gen Y market. And you might want to emulate some of these techniques, such as your font colors, image styles, and that type of thing on your websites. And you may even consider setting up a separate website that targets Gen Y people. Now, if you want to know what a cool place to shop looks like for Gen Ys, actually, it's a cool place for me to shop at, too. You might want to take a look at the Apple Store or check out Abercrombie and Fitch to see what they're doing to market to the Gen Ys. Another thing that you can do is consider developing a YouTube blog or put travel pictures on YouTube, because Gen Y tends to hang out on YouTube and they'd rather be there than on a traditional blog. So you might consider adding video to your portfolio of marketing methods. Take a look at this article over at the Travel Market Report, and check out Travel Market Report in general, because that's a very good site for you to learn more about how to market your travel business. And also, it's a good site to get additional information other than marketing about the travel business. So take a look there. Now, the next article comes from Travel Agent Central, and I might mention that all these articles are linked in the show notes. So all that you have to do is go to the website at hometravelagent.net and find the link and click on the link, and that's going to take you right to these articles. Now, Travel Agent Central has an article that states that travel agent air sales are up 6%. Now, we recently had Nexion on the show. Nexion is a host agency, and they're developing a new product for their agents to use to sell airfare, and it's a very intuitive site, nothing like GDS. So if you want to take advantage of this trend in selling airfare, airfare is up 6% year over year, and that's in the first 9 months of 2011, and that's according to ARC. Now, this is a very short article, and I just wanted to point it out because recently we did have the Nexion folks on talking about their air sales product. So again, a link in the show notes, check it out. And the next article comes from TNews, and that is a travel-related website that focuses on technology. And I was reading this article, and I don't know, I suppose a lot of you have seen the new iPhone 4S and have heard about Siri. Anyhow, Siri is a personal assistant that can help you with all kinds of daily tasks. In fact, you talk to Siri, and Siri responds. In fact, you can say things like, Siri, schedule a reminder for me for tomorrow at 4 o'clock to have dinner with such and such, and Siri will do that in your calendar. Well, the personal assistant in Siri is kind of the gist of this article, but what if you could tell Siri to book a flight for you from Seattle to New York City, and Siri would look for the possibilities and come back with the best results for your flight from Seattle to New York City? Well, that is a possibility. It's not available on Siri right now. It's not available in the Android voice app either. But, you know, with Google coming into the travel business and Microsoft coming in a big way with Bing, you might see this happening in the next few years. Now, the point is, what if you ask Siri, Siri, find me a travel agent? What's going to happen? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And I'd be really interested in finding out what happens if you ask. If you own a Siri, let me know. Or if you own an iPhone 4S and you ask Siri this question, let me know what happens. And I'm sure our listeners will be interested in that too. So drop me an email at Barry@hometravelagent.net and let me know what happens when you ask Siri to find you a travel agent. And you know, we may be thinking about this. This may be the new way to market and contact travel agents in the future. Now, one other thing, it's going to be a while, really, before you can ask Siri to book a flight from Seattle to New York City, because there are a lot of variables involved in booking a flight. So it's probably a bit too complex for a search engine, a voice recognition search engine, to sort through all those possibilities and come up with what it may think is the best for you. So we may be a ways away from that, but probably not far away from asking the question to find a travel agent. So let me know. Let me know what happens. Now, the last article comes from TNews as well, and this is interesting to me. It's technology related, and it has to do with airlines of the future. And airlines in the future may be flying in formation. Now, think of geese, how they fly. Now, airlines in the future may group up like a flock of geese and fly in formation to save fuel. In fact, the article talks about this, and it comes from Aero 2075 report from the Institution of Mechanical Engineers in the United Kingdom. And they're looking at the future of aviation, and they're proposing that aircraft fly in a V formation, because that improves lift and it creates less drag. Now, what they're proposing is that there's a mechanical docking system used to form a semi-rigid body of several aircraft, and the docking system would be automated so that your aircraft would connect with others and fly in this formation. Now, to leave the flock, your aircraft will have to be pre-programmed to depart at the point in time when they need to depart the formation, just like geese do. You know, you watch geese, and it does seem as though that they are pre-programmed. Anyhow, pretty interesting. Maybe in the near future we'll see aircraft going overhead, flying in a flock similar to geese. What Mother Nature knows that we can learn from. Anyhow, that's the final article, and I want to thank you all for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Again, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, taking some time off for travel-related Thanksgiving plans, and I hope you all have safe travels over Thanksgiving, and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday. For those of us here in the United States, that's a holiday that we enjoy. And for the rest of you out of the country here, have a great couple of weeks, and I hope you enjoy the time as well. And we will be back in early December and join you again. So travel safe, stay healthy, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.